93.7, the River Classic Rock redefined with Alice in Chains. Time for your code word. Four passes, 2 days down to Disneyland. Text it back to 51881.
Code word for this hour is Donald. D-O-N-A-L-D. Donald to 51881. Donald. D-O-N-A-L-D to 51881. Good luck.
All right, more Disney tickets coming. Good luck on those. Want to try a new game? We don't have a fancy intro or anything like that, but it's a game called Sacramento or Somewhere Else. Dana, you're going to play along with this game, too. What I'm going to give you is three stories, and it's simple. And here's the thing. You guys aren't going to win anything.
Okay.
I just want to see if you can figure out which of these stories happen in Sacramento or somewhere else. Okay?
I'm down.
There's three of them. Let's see if you can pick the one that happened here. You guys ready?
Yes.
Okay. First story. After a long night out, many weary party growers might want to grab a slice of pizza or try to heat leftovers in an attempt to satisfy their late-night cravings and soak up that booze. One diner fan went to the extreme measures to get exactly what he wanted from his favorite restaurant. After a night out with friends, he showed up at this restaurant and found no one waiting on him. He was craving bacon cheesesteak. So he jumped behind the counter because he couldn't find anyone in the restaurant, and he started cooking his own meal. Okay? That's story one.
Was the restaurant open?
Restaurant was open, but they couldn't find any people working there.
All right.
Okay? Sacramento or somewhere else. Deputies were looking for a man who was going into women's restrooms and looking underneath stalls. This happened at a grocery store. The man entered the woman's restroom and looked underneath the occupied stalls before being run out by a customer and employees, according to Sheriff.
Okay.
Sacramento or somewhere else. Okay. A man was under arrest, accused of torturing his parents' three-year-old dog.
Oh.
What this guy did to the family dog that was a Shih Tzu named Chloe, he reached over and bit Chloe in the head and eye area and physically removed and bit out her eye.
Oh, come on.
This happened on December 3rd. The person who did this was 20-year-old Aaron Kluger. He has been arrested and is in jail now, and they took Chloe to a veterinarian, and they're trying to reattach and relocate and fix the eye.
Oh, that's an awful, awful story.
So was it that one that happened in Sacramento? Was it the man peeking under stalls, or was it the first one where the guy cooked his own breakfast slash lunch?
Dana, you go first.
Just because I really don't want the other two to be true about Sacramento, I'm going with the first story.
The first story where the guy that cooked his own breakfast.
Yes.
Sacramento or somewhere else? That happened somewhere else. That happened in Columbia, South Carolina, at a place called the Waffle House.
Wow.
Yeah, he went in. It's like after 2 in the morning. No one's in there. He's like, oh, I want a cheesesteak and waffles or whatever. He couldn't find anyone, so he jumps behind the counter, fires up the grill, and just starts slinging spatulas.
Not going to lie, I probably would do the same.
I can't even imagine being in that predicament, but I may eat what he was cooking if I was one of his buddies.
If I'm ever in a predicament, and a predicament is Columbia, South Carolina, at a Waffle House, I've made tons of wrong turns. If I'm ever there, I'm not going to get behind the guy. I'm not even going to be behind the wheel anywhere in South Carolina, let alone behind the kitchen.
Myrtle Beach is nice.
Is that in South Carolina?
I think so.
Yeah, yuck. All right, Joe. So what we've got is a...
Well, you've taken my... how we should play this game is you should let both of us guess before you tell us the answers, because I was also going to guess that one.
Oh, yeah, well, that's no fun if you both... Well, I guess you could both pick.
I'm going to go with, I don't want an animal abuser that bites out dog's eyes to live here, so I guess I'll go with the weird Peeping Tom.
Peeping Tom story, okay. Peeping Tom story happened at Rayleigh's in El Dorado Hills.
Oh, I got it!
Oh, thank God it's not a dog biter.
No kidding.
Yes.
We avoided that horrible man.
Not that I want a Peeping Tom, but...
The sheriff's office described the suspect as a light-skinned African-American male in his 20s with long, curly black hair, about 5'9" tall, last seen wearing a hooded sweatshirt and black pants. He likes to creep underneath the Rayleigh stalls and peep on the women.
Grody.
And he's still on the loose. If you use them, watch out.
That's where you're going to pick, though. You're going to go into a grocery store bathroom.
Yeah, how many people go to the bathroom at grocery stores?
I don't know.
People who have had children who cannot hold their bladders.
Yeah, kids is what I would think.
Okay, I've married a mom and have a wife. Dana, you're a mom. Mm-hmm. Joe, you were married. You had a kid and a wife.
I'm a mom.
Here's the thing. And Joe, now a mom.
I'm a mom and a dad.
Nothing against you or any mother out there. But if that's all it is, and maybe the guy's got a thing for moms and kids...
I don't know. I find myself having to use the restroom a lot when I'm at the grocery store.
Well, no, that's it. You make a good point, but that's what you're going to get is a lot of, like, moms. Mm-hmm. But my point is, why wouldn't you do this at a Victoria's Secret, like try to get under the dressing room? Or why don't you hang out at a 21 Forever?
Well, good luck at a Victoria's Secret, because I think the door goes floor to ceiling.
Okay, what about Macy's, or what about Nordstrom? What about going to, like, a bar where all the young chicks are? I mean, really, you're going to go to a grocery store for your
peeps?
Maybe
he likes mamas.
Uh-huh. It's just creepy. I can't imagine dropping to my hands and knees and peering under
a
stall.
Touching the floor.
That is awful.
What I can't imagine is getting caught.
What I can't imagine. You, unbelievable.
Coming up, we got more Disney tickets. Hold on. Four passes, 2 days. We'll give you the next number. Hold on. Dog and Joe.